Be All Right, Giant FM Real Radio, and it's all right in the studios here at Giant FM Real Radio. We have Crossroads of America song farmers for Shelby, Rush, and Hancock counties. Would like to welcome Buck Rogers and, of course, Eric Davies. How are you guys?
Hi, Penny. Good to see you.
Penny.
Again.
It's
nice to have you both here.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and I'm liking your, what is that, Pont Bros?
Pont Bros in Brobridge, Louisiana, with the accordion, and that's a Cajun dance hall and restaurant in Louisiana.
You go all over the place with the music. That's awesome. So this evening, we have an event happening with the Crossroads of America Song Farmers, Shelby, Rush, and Hancock Counties.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Song Farmers, about the event that happens.
Well, Song Farmers is something that came out of Michael Jonathan out of Berea, Kentucky. And Michael Jonathan does a program called Wood Songs. If you view it on Saturday nights, you can see it on WTIU out of Bloomington. On public television. And Michael basically, and I think some friends, had basically an idea that they would like to have a group of front porch musicians meet and to make this more of a regional and or national project. And so henceforth, they called this Song Farmers. So we're fortunate in Shelby County to have a chapter of Song Farmers that Penny and I work on. And this chapter is called Crossroads of America Song Farmers, incorporating Shelby, Rush, and Hancock County. So our gathering, we have a monthly gathering on the last Monday of the month. It is at St. Mark Lutheran Church here in Shelbyville, located at 1560 North Michigan Road. We will meet at 7 o'clock at night. Once again, we will do this on the last Monday of August and the last Monday of September. We will go to a national conference or national gathering on October 18th and 19th in Berea, Kentucky, with the song farmers from all over the nation. And that's a wonderful event if people have a chance to come out. I'll talk about that some tonight at the gathering we have tonight. Tonight is a special night because last month, a local musician here in central Indiana by the name of Don Ford. Many of you may know Don or have heard Don. He was out of Morgantown. Whenever I think of Morgantown, Penny, I think of the Joni Mitchell song,
aww,
Good Morning Morgantown. So Don passed away. And we are doing tonight, in honor of Don, something called Desserts for Don. So we're asking the song farmers to bring a dessert. They don't have to. They can just come and eat a dessert. But we'll have desserts, ice cream, and soft drinks and water, coffee. We will just sit around and play backyard, front porch, folk, country, jazz, whatever you may like, acoustic music. And if anyone out there is interested in coming tonight, it is at 7 o'clock, once again, at St. Mark Lutheran Church. Make sure you bring an acoustic instrument if you would like. If you're not a musician and you just want to come see it, you're welcome to do that also.
Mm-hmm. That's always a great night. A lot of people getting together in the community.
It's a great night and a lot of fun, and Song Farmers has quite a bit going on right now. We've organized a thing with Honey and Henry's Restaurant where we're going to be playing in the fall. We also have worked with our local farmers market, the library, and other organizations here here this summer. Capone's, you talked about that a little bit earlier, is sponsoring a songwriters night. So the last couple of times they've had me out, or they've had Kit Heyman come out from our song farmers. So we're very active. In September of 2020, we actually have Michael Jonathan coming to the Strand Theater.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's going to be fantastic, to do a concert. And Michael Jonathan, if you get a chance to see him, is a wonderful, wonderful musician.
He is. He's a wonderful musician and wonderful person.
Yes.
Very inspirational.
And we also do a number of things like Song Farmer Challenges. We do a little bit of teaching where we can for music. So one of the Song Farmer Challenges this month is the Indiana State Fair, the theme this year is Heroes in the Heartland, and I perform at the Indiana State Fair. Tonight, we're expecting to have one of the organizers of the Pioneer Village, Bill Bailey, come to our meeting. And I wrote a song called Heroes in the Heartland, and we have a challenge for that tonight, so I'll play that at the event tonight. But we hope people will come out. If you're hearing this and you're interested, 7 o'clock at night, or you can get in touch with me, Buck Rogers Jr., either on Facebook or through our Crossroads of America site, and find out how you can become involved. We have musicians who bring anything from flute to marimbas, to banjos, to anything acoustic that you want to bring out and play. And Eric here brings a saxophone or other horns and wind instruments.
Right. Just such a great musician. So thankful to have you here today,
Eric. Well, thank
you
so much, Penny.
Well, you're welcome. So you were telling me about how you've been recomposing a piece that you've been working on.
Yes. Back in February and March, it was January, I wrote a piece, a bunch of pieces for Shelby County Players' production of Bly's Spirit. And it was a lot of jazz, a lot of bebop, and it was really fun to write. And the curtain call song I wrote, it's called Bly's Spirit Moanin'. I originally had it scored for 4 saxophones, a rhythm section, and 2 singers. Well, now I've decided to expand that into a full big band. I'm talking full saxophone section, trombone section, trumpet section, rhythm section, and 2 singers. I mean, hey, go big or go home, right?
So not being a musician, for our listeners, trying to wrap my head around this. So when you do that, do you have to change the existing parts, or you just add new parts to it?
It's a mixture of both. I add new parts to it, and I sometimes swap parts that were in like the saxophone or piano section into different parts to kind of make the whole thing work, you know?
So does your mind first, like you've got your piece now, and then do you sort of just hear in your mind where you think that part should be coming in?
Yes.
Vocals, for instance, you know?
Yeah, well, I know where the vocals are going to go. It's just that I have to come up with like little filler parts to go with the vocals in the horn section and whatnot. And of course, you know, I have to come up with stuff like saxophone solis or solos or any other features.
Do you know it's going to sound right before you actually do it?
I use a program called
Sibelius. Do you use a program?
I use a program called Sibelius. I'm not sponsored by them, but it basically plays back.
Not yet, right?
Well, not yet. Who knows? I could be.
And it plays it back.
Yeah, that's it cool. Plays it back and it shows you what it sounds like. And I just go back and I say, oh, I like that. Or that could use some work right there. Let me tweak that a little bit.
Technology, it's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yep, it's fun stuff.
Yes. Well, will you play something? You guys gonna?
Sure. This is gonna be one of my favorite songs. This is called St. Thomas by the great tenor saxophone player Sonny Rollins.
All right.
Technology is great, but it's nothing like what Bruce Springsteen said, the human touch.
That's true.
It doesn't replace that, at least, so.
Mm-hmm.
right, Eric Davies. Well,
thank you.
Now, would you like to perform a song for us, Buck?
I can do that. Well, thank you. I will do, because it is Heroes in the Heartland for the Indiana State Fair this year, and we did a Song Farmer Challenge. So I wrote a new song, and this is called A Heartland of Heroes. There's a heartland full of heroes. See them every day, from the places that you worship to the places that you play. They wear badges or are man's best friend when they come to your aid. There are heroes in the heartland. See them many ways, from the National Guard in emergency through veterans who already paid. Just say thanks and be respectful. Hey, that goes a very long way. Take it and make it. Look them in the eye. Smile and be thankful for each day that passes by. Give your best and be your best in the days passing by. And you'll earn respect of the loved ones in your life. There's a heartland filled with heroes. I see them many ways. Hoosiers helping others who are in a dangerous place. They wear badges or are man's best friend. They are heroes. God bless them. Take it or make it, look them in the eye. Smile and be thankful for each day that passes by. This in your life will be passing by. Smile and be thankful for the Hoosier heroes in your life.
All right. I love it.
So that's my new song. I write songs when I play at the fair, and that's the one for this year, it looks like. At least
all right.
One.
All right, and that will be tonight. You. Everyone can come to Crossroads of America,
yes.
Song Farmers.
Please do. Anyone from Hancock, Rush County, you are welcome to come along. Shelby County, please make it out. For that matter, anyone in Marion County who may be hearing this, please come on out to 7 o'clock at night at St. Mark Lutheran Church.